blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
One of my favorite hymns was written in 1897 by Johnson Oatman. It is called Count Your Blessing. The chorus of the hymns go like this. Oh, don't worry. I am not going to sing. I'm not even trying to sing. But the chorus goes like this. Count your blessing. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. Count your blessing. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. I don't know about you. I have not been counting my blessing as often as I should. Each time I do, I am disappointed in myself because I cannot count all of them. Because they are just too numerous. Sometimes I think about what God has done in my life. I often attempt to count what God has done for me. Each time I fail woefully. I cannot count my blessing. They are just too many for me to count. This message is not about me. It is about us. This message is about us recognizing, appreciating, and proclaiming the blessing of God, what God has done in our life. Our God is good. Our God is awesome. Psalm 106, verse 1 to 2 says, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty deeds of the Lord or declare all His praise? None of us can count our blessings because they are just too numerous to count. Attempt to count God's blessing in our life can disorient us. So the only worthy thing we can do is to just give thanks. Give thanksgiving every time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 said, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Unquote. Brethren, whatever stage of life you are in right now, irrespective of your bank account, social status, or health today, when thinking deeply, you will soon realize that the blessings of God in your life are numerous to count. One of God's greatest and most significant blessings in our life is the gospel of Jesus Christ. God sent His only Son to this sinful world to save us. God does not take account of our sins. Instead, He offers salvation, justification, and redemption through our belief and faith in the Lord Jesus. Quote, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Unquote. John chapter 3, verse 16. This offer of salvation through our belief, faith, and trust in Jesus Christ is the greatest blessing of all of them. God's original plan was to bless us with a life of peace and fulfillment with him. Sin ruined that in the Garden of Eden, but he gave us the ultimate blessing of restoration, forgiveness, and eternal life through Jesus our Lord. As fallen sinners, we deserve nothing but judgment of death. Certainly not blessing. And our good works or behavior can never make us blessable. But Jesus came. Jesus became a curse on our behalf on the cross. He bore the curse that was upon all humanity and died in our place. Because of the redemptive work of Christ on the cross for us, we, the cursed sinners, can now receive the blessing of God through faith in Christ Jesus. We enjoy God's blessing only because Jesus Christ experienced the full measure of God's curse in our place. Therefore, grumbling will be the forever ascent of hell, and gratitude and thanksgiving the forever ascent of heaven. Believers, let us rejoice and be grateful to God for his eternal blessing of redemption of our soul. For this is the blessing that will last forever. The fact is, earthly blessings are temporary. They can all be taken away. As Job's blessing disappeared in one fateful day. Comfortable life can just vanish and be stripped away within the span of a week. Marriage can be dissolved. Children can rebel. Health can spiral down. Family can fall apart. Dreams can be shattered. In the midst of those painful and disappointing events of life, God's richest blessing are screaming for us. His love is immeasurable. I don't know about you, but for me, counting my mysteries seems to shrink my soul and make me depressed. Why counting my blessing open up my heart to God? When I choose to focus on what God has done for me rather than linger on what I am missing, I feel much happier. When we view our lives through the lens of thanksgiving, we can clearly see how much we have to be grateful for. I cannot thank God enough for his love for me. King David wrote in Psalm 31, verse 19, quote, "Oh, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you and worked for those who take refuge in you in the sight of the children of mankind," unquote. Brethren, God's goodness will be abundant in your life if you can follow, fear, trust, obey, and worship him. As King David recognized and ascertained the abundance of blessing in the life of those that fear God, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God abides with you to enable you to recognize the depth, the height, the length, and breadth of the love of Jesus Christ in your life. God's plan is to prosper you and not to harm you. He planned to give you hope and an eternal future with Him in heaven. Blessedness is the perfection and ultimate end of spirit-filled believers. The tree of blessedness does not grow in an earthly paradise. No, it doesn't. Blessedness does not lie in the acquisition of worldly things. Blessedness is too noble and delicate a plant to dwell in the nature's soil. The true blessedness must have eternal stamp on it. Blessedness is promised to all that live godly. It is our union with God that makes us blessed. Count your blessing. Name them one by one. Yes, you have the blessing of God in you right now. Regardless of the status of your health, irrespective of your social status, regardless of the size of your saving account, regardless of the size of your estate and acquire wealth, count your blessing and be grateful to our Lord. Earthly prosperity is not a sign of God's eternal favor, nor is poverty a sign of His disfavor. Let me repeat that again. The size of your prosperity in this world is not a sign of God's eternal favor. And the level of poverty in this world is not a sign of God's disfavor. Please, don't forget that. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He shine His merciful face upon you. May the Lord incline and enlarge our heart towards His glory. I thank you for listening to this message. Please, share this message with everyone you know. By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook page for daily inspiration, Word of God. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotami of Faith Wallet Ministry. Till next week.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling.